Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
104.3 The Fan presents Big Al and D-Mac with a big story of the day.
Well, the big news today is welcome back to the big man, Alfred, back in the little Peaches and Herb. I mean, I was more of a Herb guy than a Peaches guy, but
what's going on, my man?
My man, back in the mix.
Back in the mix, ready for training camp.
Oh, yeah?
Get it going, brand new football season.
How was your time?
It was fantastic, man. It was the most, to say the least. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Had a great time with a great group of people, and it was just an awesome vacation.
Any stories you want to share in particular?
I know. Never do.
All right.
Yeah, but it's
because I think you may have reunited with somebody we met at a Super Bowl one time, but I don't know if you want to comment about that.
Hugh Jackman.
That's right.
Yeah, we hung out and
care to share those details?
Yeah.
How you just hang out with Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, man, that was pretty cool. He was actually, you know, he remembered the, you know, the interview that we did.
No,
with him.
No, he did not.
100%.
How in the world would he remember? Well, because did he remember you?
Yes, because remember I had my Super Bowl rings on, and he was with Sugar Ray Leonard, and we had that picture. And I think it's still one of the pictures that I have on my phone.
So he legitimately remembered you when he saw you.
Yeah, he did. And we had we talked for like maybe 10 minutes or so and then called it good.
How's Hugh doing?
He's good,
What's
man.
New
he's
with
coming
Hugh
to
Jackman?
Denver with one of his plays here this upcoming year.
He's a triple threat, man. He does it all.
Yeah, I know. And you know, I said, man, you know, I want to come see you in New York. And he said, oh, don't worry, man. We're coming to Denver.
Okay.
I was like, okay, the Wolverine will be here singing.
So, he does it all.
Yeah, he does.
He can sing.
Man.
He can dance.
Yeah.
He's a superhero. He can do it all.
Yeah, just an incredible dude and nice. Really nice. Really nice.
All right. Is it weird to be back? Is it good to be back? Is it
Well, I mean, it's always tough coming off a vacation to sit back in the chair. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a great privilege. It really is. I mean, after, you know, being gone and I was out the country for the entire time. When you turn on the radio and you hear familiar voices and you can picture their faces and everything, it's comforting.
Home is home.
Home is home.
Home
and,
is home.
And, you know, it was great to sleep in my own bed. You know, and little treats and trinkets of this real, joyous moment coming back home.
How's life outside of America for a couple weeks? What's you just said you're outside the country.
Yeah,
what's life like out there?
It was cool. I was on vacation, so I mean it was really cool. And places I went to this place, and we had this dinner at in Turkey, in this place called Ephesus, and it was a private dinner, and it was the most amazing place with so much history that. You know, it just was overwhelming. I mean,
did you get in touch with the Ottoman Empire? And
no, I did. You know, I did. You know me. I want to do all the work necessary.
I don't know a lot about Turkey, but I know the Ottoman Empire was in that area.
That's
so
right.
If we're going history,
that's
right?
That's right. Of course. Good job. Yeah. So
I'm a mile long and about an inch deep. So don't quiz me.
But
too
it was
much.
It was cool, man. It was that was probably the highlight of my trip, and I took a cruise for the first time and slept on a boat for like 7 nights, and
wow,
never have I slept on a boat before.
Was that in the Mediterranean?
Yeah.
I would guess if you're in Turkey.
It was mostly in Greece, so everything was in Greece.
Nice.
So,
had you ever been to Greece before?
Yeah, I have. So
how's Greece doing? Last time we checked in with Greece, the government's everything was crumbling,
exactly,
and the Olympics
and
weren't
there.
Looking so hot.
I was there in 2003. And, I mean, you could basically walk into stores and, you know, your money just went so, it was, you know, good. I mean, you just walk, you know, I think we spent The last time we were in Greece, less than $1,000 for like five-star accommodations for 4 or 5 days.
The dollar strong in Greece.
It was strong then in 2003, but everything is recovered.
Is that right?
It's not a... I mean, some of these places are just extravagant, you know, and things have changed. Tourism is back to the region.
Okay. Weather okay?
Oh, yeah. Every day.
Yeah?
It was every day.
Spectacular?
Yeah. 80 degrees.
All right.
Every day.
Well, if you got any other stories to share, let me know. But if not, I won't press you too hard. Yeah, but I'm glad you had a good time off.
It was great, man. It was the best trip I've ever had in my entire life.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, that's nice because the last trip you took before that wasn't so hot.
I didn't like Southeast Asia because it was so incredibly warm. I mean, it was hot, you know, and I'm from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand what hot is. But, you know, Southeast Asia, man, that's a brand new. I mean, that's just sweltering and it's hot and.
So what's Greece, the temperature like? What would you compare it to out here?
80. I mean, it's 80. It's 80 degrees.
Just like being in Southern California or something?
Yeah.
Or?
It's like being wherever there's 80 degrees. Like,
Low humidity?
It's on the water, so it's, but when the wind is blowing, it feels like 70.
Yeah, it feels nice.
Oh, man. I mean, we went to this this one island, Mykonos, and it was just amazing. I mean, the wind was blowing every day, and it was just this huge party town, and it was amazing.
Opa? Is that really something?
It is.
Okay.
It is. So, you know, like I say, the whole
they got sports
that whole
over
region.
There. They got sports
of course,
over there in Greece.
Yeah, of course. You know, the Greek freak is from there, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And the Kupo.
Yeah.
Did you bring him up at all? Did he come up in conversation?
No. And I watched on the ship there was a bunch of, you know, news stations. So not sports stations. Per se, but news stations and movies that were playing all the time. So
right.
There was a lot of conversations about politics, you know, and it was like, you know, your American politics. And I was like, oh, here we go. Let's have a conversation.
Well.
But it was, like I said, man, it was so...
Did you watch the World Cup there?
Did I?
Was it? How was that?
Oh, dude, I was like 40 minutes away from going to Croatia.
What?
To watch the World Cup.
Just
finals.
On a whim? Just go there? To...
No, but we had this thing, and I mean, I would have missed it by 40 minutes. It was just not, it just didn't work out.
How far are you from Croatia and Greece?
Oh, it's an hour and 40-minute flight.
Nothing, huh?
No, it's like saying you're going to Kansas City.
So you're close to, like, let's go watch the World Cup final in Croatia.
Let's go. Yeah, I have one of my great friends.
Why would you go to Croatia, not France?
Oh, one of my great friends is Croatian.
Oh, okay.
Vide Kontivat, and he lives there. And his cousin is one of my best friends in the world, Mark Kontivat.
Okay,
one of my best. You know, Kons.
I do.
So Kons was gonna fly over and meet me in Croatia to watch the World Cup and visit his family.
Oh, okay.
You know, but I mean, I was like an hour and 40 minutes away, man. I'm like, man, I got to do this. I got to do this.
Why didn't you?
I was 40 minutes. It was a 40-minute lapse where I couldn't.
Just couldn't make it happen.
Yeah, I couldn't make it happen.
All right, so where did you watch it then? I mean.
It was this spectacular dinner location in Athens.
Was everybody into it? Was it like a.
No, because we had this, we had a dinner, and the dinner, you know, kind of took precedent there.
Okay.
And we just kind of just kept sneaking around to go see and watch. And, it was
right,
cool.
So you were doing something else.
It wasn't a full-on, you know.
World Cup
yeah,
party.
Yeah, but that Wednesday night was, I mean, tell me that wasn't amazing.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I need to start getting into it a little bit.
Oh, yeah, at that point, of course.
Okay,
you know?
All right, yeah. So, yeah, man, so it was great. For me, it was great because in that part of the world, soccer is football.
Yeah.
American football.
Right.
Soccer
right.
is football
right.
the way that the Europeans pronounced it. You know, it's football.
Were you rooting,
they don't call it soccer.
Rooting for Croatia or were you rooting
Absolutely,
for France?
Absolutely, I was rooting
France
for Croatia.
France had a little bit of controversy, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
with, like, who they're letting play and all.
Well, yeah. But, you know, I was rooting for Croatia. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. Well, you must have been a little disappointed then, I suppose.
Yeah.
But there might be other reasons you were rooting for Croatia, so I'll just keep it real. Did you play any golf over there?
No. No.
No golf?
No. 3 weeks. That was the longest stretch I think I've had. I don't know.
Middle of summer, no golf.
Four or five years. Maybe 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
You know, so played today in our fan tournament at the beautiful Colorado Country Club,
mm-hmm.
and it was beautiful. They took great care of us over there, and two-man scramble, and it was good. It was good. So got back and just fell right back into a routine.
Somehow I wasn't invited to participate in that.
Really? Did you want to play?
No, I can't.
Oh.
I've got a torn ACL.
Oh, is it torn?
And a torn meniscus.
Oh, how'd you do that? Baseball practice.
I wish I had a better story. I really do.
Did you?
I was out.
Fall out the bed the wrong way or
you
something?
Know, I did have a couple of falls at my house. Just really dumb. Like, I don't have shoes on. I'm out on the deck and I fell. I was out on I was trying to move a car in the driveway and I fell. But both of those falls, I was fine, or I felt fine at least. And then I was out on my my summer trip in June in California, and I was helping my son do a little baseball thing, and we were just playing catch. Trust me, it was me just going up to my left, and as I went up to my foot did not even catch in the grass. I just turned, not even that fast, and just like
you heard it, you felt it.
I felt it more. I didn't hear anything pop, and then I wrapped it up. I was on crutches for a couple days. Well, you know, you saw me during that time. And
you actually
weren't
on crutches when you came in.
I was only on crutches for a couple days. And I thought it was a meniscus. And, you know, I talked to Chad and he had that. And he goes, it just kind of heals on its own after 8 weeks. And, you know, everything was like meniscus, meniscus, meniscus. I went over to Spine One after an MRI. And they're like, you got to go somewhere else. I go, why is that? well, we do certain things, but we don't do orthopedic surgery.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. So I saw
Spine One's great.
Spine One is great, but they just don't do, you know, they're not knee surgeons. They're not Sidney Hawkins on that stuff. They're, you know, they do the knees or the backs and the necks and all that. Great. Incredible. But I got a torn ACL. And
when is surgery scheduled?
September 10th. It was either September 10th or November 26th. So it was things book up quick in the world of knee surgeries, I guess.
September
10th. It's the day after the Broncos opening game against Seattle.
So you're going to be out for a few days. A
couple days. Yeah. And, you know.
Well, you got to be out for at least, you know, 3 or 4 days.
Well.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, okay?
Yeah, I'll see how it goes.
I'll tell you this because
we'll see how it goes.
There was another young man that was working on this radio station who had surgery that thought he was going to be able to come back in a couple of days.
And?
Zach Bye.
Yeah.
And he needed those 4 days. So you're going to need at least. You can't. I mean, that would be doing a disservice to say that. You know, it is surgery, you know what I mean? So to say that, you know, you'll be back in a couple of days after, you know, a major surgery like that, nah, you won't.
We'll see.
That pain is real. And pain keeps you alive, though. You know, it makes, it reminds you that
good.
You are alive.
Great.
You know, after every surgery that I've had, and I've had my fair share.
I've never had any. I mean, aside from the spine stuff, which was just a fast-set injection. I've never really had a real surgery.
Right. Let me just say that it's you know, your body is going to start recovering, and that requires some swelling, which requires some pain. So that's,
bring the pain.
Hey.
Bring the pain.
Say it now.
Bring the pain.
Wait, you turn over and try to sleep at night with that with that knee of yours.
Well, we'll see. It's, you know, it's a weird.
I don't want to scare you, but I just remember just trying to get to sleep when I had my surgeries, and it was
I'm
like,
sure you're right.
Oh, my goodness. The rehab is fun because, you know, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm a little crazy, but, you know, the pain is something you can deal with. You can deal with, you know, the pain, you know, when it's convenient for you to deal with it, but when it's inconvenient for you to deal with it, like laying in bed, you know, trying to go to sleep, you know, it's frustrating.
Well, I know I'm going to miss one season of skiing. I'd prefer not to miss two, so hopefully the sooner the better. That's all.
Why would you miss the whole season?
Well, I'll definitely miss this year, no matter what.
Why?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm told. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'd be back on the slopes by March or April. That'd be awesome. If that was the case, if I get in September.
That sounds very doable to me.
Well, I hope so. I hope I don't miss it.
When you say the surgery? August?
September.
You should be ready.
I'll work towards it.
Yeah, you'll be ready. You won't miss the whole season.
If I was thinking about my kid who's trying to, you know, go play college sports in a couple of years, like, this would be devastating. You know, or you know, other athletes, right? Like, you know, but for me, it's like, meh. I mean, it's a bummer, obviously.
Yeah,
I prefer not to do it, but it's not like it's going to ruin something, you know, significant in my life. The only thing it's like, yeah, well, where am I going to go to watch things? It's not like I'm like doing all the. Hopefully the knee's better and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah,
the
blah.
Hardest thing, I you know, from all of my surgeries and the Achilles was the only one that I've had on my lower body. And the Achilles is kind of going to be kind of like your knee.
Mm.
And all the fellas out there will know exactly what I'm talking about when I say this. When you hurt your lower body, you have to give yourself extra time to get to the bathroom.
Oh.
Because you just can't jump up and, you know, run to the bathroom.
That's not what I was expecting you to say, but.
I mean, it's like, you know, like. Yeah, I was like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
No. You have to think about, like, when you're going, when that, it's your knee or your ankle.
Right.
Like, first of all, where are my crutches?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when I have my crutches, do I have socks on or do I have the socks with the traction on them?
Is that what I'm going to have to be wearing, the socks with the traction?
Yeah, I mean,
is that critical?
Oh, my goodness. If you have floors and you're dealing with,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, right. It's just like.
Socks with attraction.
Like, I think about all this stuff, and I'm like, didn't like that.
Mm.
See, my shoulders, triceps, you know, all those surgeries that I had, you know, it was just, you know, inconvenient because I couldn't sleep on my left side or right side for a few days, but. Yeah, I'm looking forward to you getting along, seeing if you can come back in a couple of days.
We'll see. I'm definitely not going to be trying some sort of hero. Whatever it needs to be, it'll need to be. But I hope that I go to like a surgeon like Shane Ray goes to, and I think I need surgery, and then he tells me no.
You don't need
surgery. No, you're actually fine.
How about that, man?
Wrap it up a little bit.
I was talking to Big Sexy about this earlier today. And I don't want to sound, you know, too sarcastic, but, you know, how crazy is that? I mean, it sounds like something like there's a little bit of Twilight Zone going on with me trying to figure out who got it wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did the Broncos get it wrong? Or did this doctor say, you know, on Shane Ray's agent advice that, you know, can you clear him so that he doesn't have to sit because we don't want him to sit going into a free agent year?
Just to bring everybody up to speed, so he's in Houston June 14th. He's ready to go for his surgery on his left wrist. And the doctor took another look, and now, no.
And, who did the first surgeries?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question.
Was it the team? That's the reason I'm asking is because...
I don't know.
If the team executed the first surgeries...
I don't know.
You know why is he having surgery in Houston now? I can guarantee you the Bronco team doctors aren't in Houston.
It's a good question. Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying that there may be some Kawhi Leonard type feelings going on about.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, listen, you don't trust your team doctor, so you go to somebody else who does it.
Because I'm really not sure, so I don't know.
Well,
what to
I'm
say
just saying
that.
The Broncos team doctor isn't in. In Houston.
You don't think the Broncos would be working with some sort of...
They have no choice when the player says that this is where I'm going to get the surgery.
But hold on.
The team has no choice but to say, okay.
Yeah, but like, why would the Broncos want him to have surgery? Why would it benefit the Broncos?
Well, you get your first round draft pick on the field.
You can do that if you want anyway. I mean, I would think, if anything, it's the exact opposite. The Broncos doctors would be pushing for him to play rather than the other way around.
I just look at this situation, and it just never feels right to me. Like, the team, you know, I think, like, if it was, you know, handled differently, you know, a team doctor, there probably shouldn't be team doctors involved in, you know, pro sports. You know, where it's an orthopedic guy where you go to him to get the surgery. You know, it's just too much. And
you think the teams just
too muddy? It's too great. Yes. Yes.
And just stay out of it?
Yeah, stay out of it. You know what I'm saying? Because the player, you know, I've seen this happen with me and so many other guys where the player said that they do what was right for me in that moment. Like in that moment of, you know, injury, did they do everything that was right for me? And when I tell you that the doctors that were the team doctors when I was there were fantastic, you know, I just still don't believe that the team should be involved in, you know, like if this guy says that you're hurt, then tomorrow this guy is doing the surgery on you.
Well, it's,
you
know,
the referral feels right.
It's a quirky situation.
It's very, very. It's, you know, to me, it's always shaky. It's always shaky because there's always this doubt in pro athletes' mind whether or not the team has the player's best interest.
Can you imagine Shane Ray, though? He thinks he's going to have the surgery. He's going to be out 3 months or whatever. And then it's like, no, you're fine.
Yeah.
Like, you may be able to.
The Denver Broncos misdiagnose you. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, but, like, how did he get that far in the process, though?
I don't know. I mean, once again, you know, the guy was, you know, probably, you know. See, the one thing, you know, there are a couple of things that are that
like,
are
how could
on.
The surgeon not have been brought into the loop until right before the surgery?
Well, he probably scheduled a surgery. It's kind of like you did yours.
I did. I have not even met with the surgeon that's doing my surgery
right,
yet.
And you scheduled it.
I went through his schedule.
And then they'll take preliminary MRIs.
I had an MRI. I saw a physician's assistant. I talked to a scheduler, and I don't even know when I'm going to talk to the surgeon, to be quite honest with you.
But see, that's the process, and it's
I got
a normal,
though.
It's a normal, but it's a normal process.
I did do my due diligence in terms of checking things out.
But see, that's not what is usually afforded to the players, because the team basically says to the players, trust us.
That's
like,
a tough one.
You know, trust us. And most of the time, it works out well, but, you know, sometimes it just doesn't. I mean,
you know, Peyton
Manning, when he was playing here, didn't tell the team that he had an outside therapist helping him to get healthy because, you know, it was his responsibility to take care of himself and make sure that he was right, and he took responsibility. Now, the team didn't know anything about it, and that was, you know, I imagine they would want to know about it.
Is that when he was going to that voodoo shelter down there on the street, that mysterious street?
No. This was when he was here and he was doing some other like rehab for his neck and you know, when he was.
It wasn't that shady house.
No, that was down the street with the blood thing. That was something different.
Well, it did feel good. I'm not going to lie, to get two different people looking at an MRI telling me the same exact thing. I'm not going to lie. I was curious about that. Would
but
I
that's
hear?
That's what I'm saying. Doesn't it feel like, you know, like the team doctor, you know, like the team should have a referral, you know, hey, these are the four or five doctors that, you know, we trust. And, you know, if I was you, I would, you know, we're going to send the pictures to all four of them. And you pick the one you feel the most comfortable with.
Probably. I'd want to hear from a couple people at least, see if there's some sort of consensus.
Right. But that's not how it happens in pro sports.
This is good news?
This is, to me, it's the best possible news, because now we don't need Bradley Chubb to start.
Yeah, but are you going to be shocked if a couple weeks into things there's something that flares up with Shane Ray?
Things happen.
Things do happen.
Yeah, things happen.
All right, so you think there'll be a little competition there that didn't exist previously?
Shouldn't be a competition at all. It should be Shane Ray's job.
Speaking of injury, Tim Tebow broke his hand doing something interesting. And let's catch up to date with everything that's been going on, including moves that the Nuggets are making. Rockies lost one yesterday, but no big deal, Al. They're in good shape.
Great shape.
Details with the Big Three next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, special circumstance lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222. The phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 120-0716.
It's Big Al and D-Mac with the Big Three, presented by Sam's Number 3 Diner and Bar.
right, story number one. We'll go, let's start in the golf world. Alfred at the British Open. What'd you think about Tiger Woods' performance? Came up a little bit short, but it was in the mix all the way till the end there at Carnoustie.
I thought it was great. And the reason I thought it was great is because I counted him out a couple of 3 years ago and said that he would never win another major.
He was close.
Tiger Woods just gets down, just composing himself, getting ready for this 6-7-footer here on the 18th.
Yeah, I love the British announcers, right?
Does his normal 2 practice swings.
Yes. And?
1 and 2.
Come on.
Widens his stance.
Give it to me.
Behind the ball.
Give it to me.
Has one last look. Takes the putter back, follows on his way. Has he got it there? And he hasn't. And unfortunately for Tiger, the toe passed the heel and he pulled it left. And for Tiger Woods, it will be a par 4 here on 18 to remain at 5 under for the championship.
Say hello to your mother for me.
That was a...
say hello to your mother for me.
That was a bit of a bummer because the lowest posted score at that time was 6 under. And that would have put him at that number. But it wasn't enough to win it at the end. I thought it was fun. It sucked me in for a little bit to know that he was close. And, you know, I watched the last half. I turned it off immediately after Tiger was sort of done. But still, I found it entertaining. You?
Well, of course, like I said, it's always great to see Tiger in matches that matter on Sunday and wearing the red shirt. To me, I thought it was just great that he was in the mix. And of course, you know, you get up early to watch golf on a Sunday morning, or you wait till later after, you know, they rebroadcast it. And, you know, you just want to watch something magical happen for your favorite athlete or one of your favorite athletes. And it just didn't happen, but it felt good that he was in that position for a Sunday run.
All right, bongos.
3.
Here's news. You know those big murals that you put around stadiums? You know, of the football player, your stars on the team?
Well, here in Denver, we just go to the Xerox machine and we just hang up a banner outside the stadium. But I, in theory, I know what
exactly.
You're talking about.
Well, for the first time since the 2015 season, Jameis Winston does not have any murals around Raymond James Stadium.
Ouch, that's not good.
That's not good,
no.
D-Mac. That's not good for the guy that you've called your franchise quarterback.
No,
instead,
that's really bad, actually.
They have a mural of linebacker Lavonte David, great player, and Cameron Brait. Is Cameron Brait, the tight end.
Okay. That's not good.
I think it's a reaction to the inappropriate touching deal.
So wait, Mike Evans?
Deal.
Mike Evans isn't there?
Huh?
The wide
Mike
receiver?
Evans, no, Mike Evans is not. Well, you're talking about, you know, talking about
Child,
Mike
please.
Evans from the beginning?
I'm just thinking
the morning show?
No, I'm not talking about him, but I'm thinking of the best players on that team. Is he not one of the better players on that team?
Oh, yeah, but don't forget now, Jameis Winston was drafted #1 overall.
Yeah, he should certainly be a centerpiece of their organization. And
are
he's
they making
not.
A
That's,
mistake, or are they doing what's right because of the incident with the Uber driver?
It's telling. It's telling. It shows that he's not... you put stuff up there to promote your product and sell your team, and if they don't use him, wow.
By the way, that Uber...
It's interesting.
That Uber event that we're talking of, that happened, by the way, D-Mac, in 2016. And here we are in 2018 when the news really hit and hurt him.
Yeah.
Do what's right all the time, or else things come back on you. Okay, bongos.
All right. By the way...
3.
Did you hear about Emmanuel Sanders and his driving?
No, what happened with Emmanuel?
I'll get to it later. We need more time. It's a fun one. It's a fun one. All right, Tim Tebow, Alfred, is in the news today. He broke his hamate bone in his right hand, and he's likely to miss the remainder of the season. So that's a wrap on Tebow. He won't get called up. Do you think Tim Tebow will continue playing baseball? Should he? He had a team-high 103 strikeouts. However, he hit .273 with 6 home runs, 36 RBI, and was an all-star. What do you think the future is for Tim Tebow?
I think that he should continue with his baseball career. It sounds like things are working out. Those are good numbers. Those are good numbers, and I know he's not playing against the greatest competition in the world, but I'll take it for a guy who hadn't picked up a bat in... What was it, 10 years or so? I mean, yeah, I would say that, you know, he's got a promising future
in
baseball.
I think he should keep it up, too, and I'm disappointed because I think he would have been called up. The Mets are awful. And I think there's no reason he wouldn't have been called up in September. So I think that's a bit of a downer. I hope he does keep it up. Bongos.
Three.
Thank you so much. God bless y'all.
You got it, pal.
You got it, Tim. Hey, here's something that happened while I was gone. The trade of DeMar DeRozan to the San Antonio Spurs. And DeMar DeRozan, I know many people out there may have forgotten, but this guy has some issues with how do we say that? He's got some mental issues that are dealing with depression and other types of mental issues.
Okay.
And the guy,
is he bipolar?
I think he. I don't know if he is or not. I don't know exactly, so I'm not going to say.
Okay.
But I do know the guy who was his GM, and it was Masai Ujiri. And Masai Ujiri told DeMar DeRozan that he was not going to be traded ever. He's going to retire as a Toronto Raptor. And then he was traded. Well, today, Toronto Raptors president Masai Ujiri apologized for miscommunicating with DeMar DeRozan.
Okay.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Do you as an executive have to tell anybody what you're doing when there is no reason to do it? I mean, I think you don't have to,
but there's a humane way to do things and there's a slimy way to do things.
What do you mean? I mean, if it's a business and everybody calls it a business, if somebody tells you to your face, hey, we're not going to trade you, you know if the possibility is there unless you put it in your contract.
Sure. Agree. But there's, you're asking my opinion, there's a slimy way to do things and a cool way to do things.
Is there a right way to tell your star that we're moving you from one city to the next?
No. Probably say nothing and just do it.
Exactly, because he's going to resist.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't bring him into the mix at all.
So, Masai Ujiri, should he have apologized today?
Sure.
To DeMar DeRozan?
Sure, because that's
why?
It.
He's going to do it again. Yeah. It's just the nature of the job when you are a general manager.
You don't know. Maybe
in pro sports.
He may play. DeRozan may play for him in a couple years from now.
It's the same general manager that traded Carmelo Anthony in his prime.
Yeah, well, you know, and he wants to send a message. I think he wants to send a message to other players
that
in the league
that
I'm an all right guy. You know, business is business, but I'm a good dude. You think Kawhi's happy in his trade?
Is Kawhi happy? I don't think so because he wants to be in Los Angeles. But I remember Isaiah Thomas said that when he was traded that Danny Ainge did him dirty and said that he was never going to trade him after having a what should have been an MVP type of season for him after I think averaging 31 points a game.
Yeah.
And he was traded to the Lakers, to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And
now he's a Nugget.
It's just, I don't know why these guys feel like they need an explanation when they get traded.
I don't know.
The money is there. You've been traded. Good luck at your next spot.
Bongos.
Three.
Don't apologize.
Hey, I feel you. But I've definitely been fired from jobs, and I've been fired from a lot of jobs. And sometimes I saw it coming, and sometimes I didn't. And when I didn't see it coming, it's pretty natural to say, well, why? But when I see it coming, I just pick up my crap and leave. And I learned my lesson because now I just don't, keep any crap at the office.
Yeah.
send it nowhere.
That's good.
Right. I know. I've learned. It's The Drive on The Fan.
It's The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Before we get into some other stuff, I think essentially it's funny. Because nobody got hurt. If somebody got hurt, it wouldn't be very funny. But you remember Emmanuel Sanders last year was driving in the median and he got sideswiped or he sideswiped somebody like a teenage girl. And well, the body cam video and audio came out last week, Al. Have you really not heard this yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. This is like, this is the ultimate in terms of, well, I should just play it. Here's Emmanuel more or less trying to get out of a ticket.
Man, I was driving in the middle lane.
Negative, just one.
And all of a sudden.
So you're driving in between the double yellows?
Yeah. You got sideswiped by her.
So why were you driving in between the
double yellows? Well, I played for the Broncos.
Okay.
And I had to be at work at 8. So I was driving to work. She was, it was like people were driving slow. I had my emergency lights on. I was driving to work.
Huh?
Keep listening.
Wait a minute.
Right, hold on.
When
hold
I drive to work today, I did not have my emergency lights on.
Hold that thought.
What's the rule in driving in between a double yellow?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, straight up, you're both going to get a ticket. You can't drive in the double yellows. You're both going to get a ticket for careless driving.
Well, so, what was it created for? Mercy, right?
What? Did he say mercy?
Emergencies.
Oh.
He goes, what was the double yellow created for? Emergencies. So what he's saying is...
That was an emergency?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
I was late for a meeting.
He doesn't know what an emergency is. If you're having some issues that you need to possibly get to the hospital, or, you know, that, you know...
It's classic.
Well, I play for the Broncos.
Right. It was an emergency for him. Like, what are the double yellows for? Emergency. I was about to be late.
Oh, man, that's not a good look at all. That's not cool at all.
We kind of laughed and gave him a pat on the back for trying.
No, you should not.
Well, I'm not taking it that seriously, but I mean, because he was just trying to get out of a ticket. He did drop the I play for the Broncos.
Well, I play for the Broncos.
Yeah.
So he was driving in... A middle lane.
Yeah, there's traffic. He's trying to get, you know, he's trying to move along in that double yellow.
No, double yellows on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get a driver's license?
Does he
have a driver's
license? Yeah, I think so.
Well, I know in the test that I've taken, they always ask you, about the double yellows or the single yellow. You're not supposed to cross a single yellow.
I'm pretty sure there's no driver's test in the world that says, if you're late for work, put on your blinkers and drive between the double yellows, because it's an emergency.
So, what was it created for? Mercy, right?
Oh, man.
So, Emmanuel thought...
When did this break?
Friday.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah. We just had the weekend to think about... putting your blinkers on and just driving wherever you wanted because you're late, and that's okay.
No, that's not cool at all.
Anyways.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've dropped the fact that
I play for the Broncos.
Oh, you have. You've dropped I play for the Broncos. Oh,
I have. Yeah. Not in that situation. Not like getting a ticket. That's the last thing. I don't want anybody to know that I play for the Broncos if I'm getting a ticket. Just give me my ticket so I can move on.
Right, because...
I don't want any extra attention.
Right. Yeah, he's not trying to get into, like, the VIP club right here. You know, that's when you drop, I play for the Broncos, right?
Right. You know, hey, perhaps, you wanted to get dinner reservations at this really fancy restaurant.
Right, that's when...
I play for the Broncos.
Right. That's when you drop, I play for the Broncos.
That's when you do it. No, that's...
This is the owner of the Denver Broncos.
Oh, come on, man.
Now I'm done.
Okay. Come on, Big Sexy. I mean, come on, man.
He's just saying it's been used before. That's all he's saying.
It will be used again.
Sure.
Oh, that's cold-blooded.
You can call my boss, John Elway.
That's another classic one.
That's another great
one. That's another good one.
Boyette.
Yeah, I'm hanging in the wood chips. Matt P., don't tell my boss when the IKEA, you know, guards found his ID after he bumped into a car at that hotel. And his date said, I don't know what his name is. Alfred, there's all sorts of quirky things that happen. Meanwhile, Vaughn got a ticket for going 71 and a 45 on Broncos Parkway.
Oh, no, that doesn't feel right.
Nah, it's a speed trap there. You know where that, from Tagawa to the Broncos, that's a speed trap, right?
71? When was this?
Last week sometime. We found out about it last week.
Wait a minute. June, he was still in OTAs.
Yeah, it happened in June. We found out about it last week.
Okay.
But I said I don't blame Vaughn on that one because I know that's a speed trap, and he's probably got a fancy car.
Oh, I mean, Coach Shanahan used to talk to us about, you know, because we had training camp in Greeley. I forget what year it was, but man, coming back from training camp, man, there'd be so many guys getting tickets.
It was
tickets,
like the Broncos 500. It was the Autobahn.
You remember that?
I remember hearing the stories.
Oh, my goodness, man. Let's see how fast this car can go. I'm like, couldn't wait to get out of Greeley. I love training camp in Greeley. In 03, they moved to Dove Valley, so.
Hey, if you're late, it's an emergency.
You know, those fines can be like $10,000 if you're late, but it's not.
What? What? For OTAs?
So, what was it created for?
That wasn't during the season. Right? That was during the season. That was during the season, yeah.
I think it was.
It was from last year.
Yeah, but at what time? I don't really know. It was last year at some point. I thought it was in June, but I could be wrong.
No. That was from last year.
Well, I mean, if you're going to get fined 10 grand for being late, I didn't know the fines were that stiff.
Oh, man. I mean,
10 grand? Dang.
It's just pro football. If you're habitually late to practice, then yeah.
Hey, he tried. He tried. Put on your blinkers, drive in the middle, drive in the breakdown lane.
Good effort.
Oh, yeah. If you're, you know, like when these guys, if you're late, you're late for several meetings, so they can fine you like $2,500 for every meeting that you go to. But I want to tell you about the meetings. So the head coach stands in front of the team, says, guys, you know, we had a good day of practice yesterday. We want to continue that practice and make sure that you're taking care of yourselves and your teammates. And let's have a good day. Boom. Meeting's over.
Right.
That's one meeting.
It's like homeroom.
All right. Right. That meeting's over.
Time for your first class.
Hold on. It starts off with a special teams meeting.
Oh.
And if you have any, if you're on the hands team.
Yeah.
And you weren't there for the meeting.
Yeah.
That's one fine.
Yeah.
Then the coach has his 2-minute speech sometimes. That's another meeting. Then the offensive coordinator will go over the game plan.
Right.
And tell you about what's expected of everybody for that day's practice. And these are the special plays that they're putting in.
Right.
And then you go to your wide receiver meeting room practice.
Mm.
And you could be late four times.
Man.
So it's you missed one. You missed three.
You may as well just show up an hour early and take a nap. At least you're there.
I'm telling you, that's what some guys do.
You should buy yourself an apartment across the street if it's possible. Get yourself there.
But, I mean, it's not like Bill Belichick. I mean, Bill Belichick.
You just turn around and go home. You forget it.
He cuts people. I mean, when Bill Belichick is, when he's unhappy with you, you don't play in Super Bowls.
That has happened.
That's right.
If you're a little late. It doesn't matter if you won a Super Bowl.
Matter if you were really sick and you couldn't, you couldn't make it for a day because you were really sick and you had to stay back. You know, you're not playing. I mean, it depends on the coach and the situation, but yeah, I had a coach who didn't get along in Cincinnati, and I was late for two meetings, and he charged me twice.
Well, there you go. The old college effort. The old by Emmanuel Sanders. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, the Shane Ray situation, really odd. We'll try to hash it out and figure it out. Football at 4. Next, we are 5 days away from training camp, Alfred.
Hell yeah!
Fired.